With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Emergency officials in New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities all along the East Coast are rushing to prepare for an intense winter storm forecast to arrive later today. The National Weather Service has increased its assessment of the potential severity of the storm that just days ago was anticipated to be relatively limited. Weather Service says up to 2 feet of snow is possible in New York and southern Connecticut. A former Obama advisor has issued a bizarre vow if Democrats take back power.
Susan Rice warned that a future Democratic administration will seek to hold accountable corporations, institutions, and elites who supported Donald Trump. Rice emphasized that there will be, in her words, no forgive and forget approach. She's signaling subpoenas and an accountability agenda targeting perceived allies of Donald Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
Rice also warned organizations to preserve documents and be prepared for subpoenas as part of this agenda. New York, which has already got the highest income tax in the country, is contemplating a 9% increase in property taxes. By contrast, Florida seems to be considering reducing its property tax.
Florida property taxes are generally lower than the national average, with homeowners paying approximately 0.75% of their property assessed value. Recently, proposals have been introduced in the Florida House to eliminate property taxes on primary residences. Economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline says, quote, "This is the difference between red state and blue state America in a nutshell," unquote. Ron Taylor reporting.
J.P. Morgan Chase now admits it did close President Trump's bank accounts after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The admission in a court filing is the latest development in a lawsuit over allegations of political debanking against the president. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says, quote, "The legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being." The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. The government notes that the amendment complements a law that classifies as first-degree murder the intentional killing of a pregnant woman, which results in the death of the unborn child. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Other conservatives in the U.S. and Europe admire Orban and his efforts to enshrine traditional values in Hungary. He has campaigned hard against the LGBT agenda, effectively banning same-sex adoption and same-sex marriage, and barring people who are living as the opposite sex from changing their gender. This is SRN News. The Chicago Bears might be moving to Indiana.
The Bears appear closer to relocating from Soldier Field to a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana, after frustrations over delays and legislative inaction in Illinois. Indiana officials led by Governor Mike Braun have fast-tracked plans and legislation to secure the NFL team, positioning the state as a pro-growth alternative to Illinois' political gridlock.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Bill Mazeroski has passed away. The Hall of Fame second baseman, who won 8 Gold Glove Awards for his steady work in the field and the hearts of countless Pittsburgh Pirates fans for his historic walk-off homer in Game 7 of the 1960 World Series, was 89 years old. The Pirates owner, Bob Nuttig, says that Mazeroski was, quote, "one of a kind, a true Pirates legend." They retired his number back in 1987. This is SRN News.